Right, yes. So dried herring is 6 shillings and dried fruit is. Remind me again? Yes, I know we have this conversation quite frequently, what with me being here so often, but I can't seem to wrap my head around these prices. Is there any way we can make some wiggle room? No, there's no need to get the constable involved. I'm simply asking if there's anything we can work out. I mean, 5 shillings for some measly dried fruit seems a bit. You know, I apologize. You seem offended. Such a sour look on such a beautiful face, it's ill-fitting. Again, we don't need to get the constable or your husband. I'll just pay. I'll pay. 5 shillings, you said? One moment. Something else has caught my eye. Well, if it isn't Mrs. Governess herself. What brings you to the marketplace among us common folk, If I'm honest, I'm a bit embarrassed having someone such as yourself watching me grovel. I haven't seen your gorgeous face in a while, though. It's very welcome. I'd like to say I haven't seen it since you helped me out during that run-in with the constable during the Midsummer Festival. Think I'd let myself get caught pickpocketing. I never did thank you for getting me out of that one, so thank you. Is there something I can do for you in return? Oh, I could treat you to some of the lovely trappings of the marketplace. I'm sure elegants such as yourself has never tasted the greasy, delectable fried foods they have here. You must forgive me, though. I am short on pocket change, therefore we'd have to share. Truly, though, why have you sought me out? You have business with me, my. Without your husband around? I must say, you're quite forward asking for business with me. My apologies. I just. You need not grab my ears. What did you want to talk about? Can we not discuss it here? My dear, you want to drag me somewhere private? In an alleyway? You cannot get enraged when my mind wanders. So, I'm coming! I'm coming! I'm coming! Oh, your grip is like an animal. Lord, what is it? What is so important? I'm sorry, I must have heard you wrong. You need me to what? No. No, my apologies, love, but I don't do that anymore. I'm not that kind of person. I'm trying to get better and turn over a new leaf. I don't kill for hire anymore. I'm different. Last you saw me, I was still a criminal, pickpocketing and all. And I was still an assassin. That may be true, and that may be how you remember me, but that's not what I am anymore. I'm getting better. As much as I'd like to help you, darling, I'm not willing to lay my life on the line and destroy everything I've built up until this point just for some money. It may be difficult for you to understand having such a wealthy husband, but being poor isn't exactly a death sentence like it used to be. I'm coming across honest money. It may not be a lot, but it isn't blood money. I'm sorry. I won't do it. Is there anything else I could do for you? Anything. Just say the word and I'd. Who do you even want dead anyway? Your husband. The governor. You want me to murder your own husband. Why? Why would you ask me such a thing? What did he do? He what? Where? Let me see. I said, let me see. This isn't you. Your skin, it's... I can't do it. I'm not a criminal. I'm different. But this is... How do you want him to die? Tell me. How do you want him to go? Even better, you're too kind to him. I guess I'll handle him of my own discretion. I'll need your help though, darling. Tonight, once it falls dark, I'll need you to slip some of this into his nighttime tea. Don't fret as to why I still have it. Old habits die hard, as they say. You must plant this in his drink, and he'll fall into a deep sleep, from which I will take care of the rest. But you must be gone from his chambers before I arrive, do you understand? I don't want you anywhere near what has to be done. Retreat to my home. It's right outside the city limits, past the bridge and across from the old tavern. It's hidden. No one would find you there. All of it's in my hands. Just leave it to me. Just promise me you won't be there when I do what needs to be done. I'd never forgive myself if you saw me like that. Okay. 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 I'm doing this. Tonight. It shall be done. I'll kill him for you. Payment? Madam, don't pay me. I don't want to do this for money. Why? Well, I have my reasons. Just don't worry about anything. Okay, darling. I'll make this all go away. Logan? Can I come in? Don't look so startled. This blood isn't mine. It's done. Your husband's dead. Everything went smoothly. I'm fine. Well, don't fret. But he did fight back and... he got me good. Yeah. I lied. Some of this blood is mine. Really, I'm fine. I just need to sit down for a moment. Don't look so concerned. I'm fine, really. You don't need to do anything. It'll be fine as long as I just keep pressure on it. It's not like I've never been stabbed before. Thank you. That feels better. You don't have to do all this. I mean, I guess I did murder him for you. The least you could do is wrap my wounds. Don't thank me, please. I didn't do it for you to thank me. I didn't do it for that either. I already told you I don't want your money. If you pay me, I'll just give it back. Why did I do it? Darling, I... It's foolish. Don't worry. Let's just say it was for the greater good. Can you be a dear, hand me my flask? I really could use a drink. That felt like heaven. Would you care for a sip? No? Suit yourself. Thank you for wrapping me up like this. It already feels better. Much better. No, I'd rather not talk about it. I did what I intended to do. He didn't go easy, so I'd rather spare you the gruesome details and tell you what all I did to him. Because he was your husband, you have to care for him in some respect. I don't want to make this any harder than it already is by telling you every terrible thing I did to him. Just know I followed through. And anything he did to you, I did to him. Fuck! I need more alcohol. Thinking about what I left behind is just haunting. No, really, I'm okay. I need a drink. Thank you for being here. Really, I don't know what I would do if I'd returned home to an empty house and you were gone. So, thank you. Why do you keep asking me that? Why do you want to know why I did it so badly? Can't I just say I wanted to? Is that so terrible of an explanation? Why do you think I did it? Tell me, what in your mind do you think inspired me to do that? Give me your hand. You see these bruises he left? All these horrible things he did to you. Something inside me, just this anger I had never known before burned so deep within me, and I couldn't stand it. I'd never felt such an anger before. Even when I was murdering, I never felt such rage. All I could think was everything that I had been working towards, being a better person and all that. It didn't fucking matter. Because all that mattered to me was protecting you. All that mattered was you. Ever since I met you that day at the festival, you were like an angel. You saved me. Protected me for serving another who knows how long term in jail for stealing something. You saved me. And all I could think was I'd do anything to save you too. I'm sorry if I'm overstepping my bounds, but I can't contain my feelings much longer. This may be due to the alcohol or the blood leaving my body at such a high rate, but I can't hold this in, my dear. I did it for my own selfish reasons. I wanted to save you. I wanted to protect you from anything as you had done for me, not to repay you, but because I found myself thinking of you ever since that night. You looked like a goddess. And I found myself in awe of your beauty. In awe of your kindness. In awe of you. That's why I stopped my life of crime. I wanted to be a better person for you. Someone you could be proud of. Someone you could... You want to know another reason why I took the job? I wanted him dead so that I could take you away from him. I wanted you. And I would do anything for you. I'd throw everything away for you. I've killed for you. And I'd die for you. My dear, I think it goes without saying, but but I'm in love with you. And seeing you in pain filled me with such rage, I had no thoughts in my head but to fucking tear him apart. I wanted to see his blood. I wanted to see it all over the walls and the floor, knowing with peace in my heart he'd never be able to hurt you again. I'm sorry if that scares you. But I could not live with myself another moment, knowing I wasn't the one who murdered the person who hurt the woman I love. If I knew I couldn't save you, I'd be nothing. I'd do anything for you. I am but a humble worshipper at your feet, and if you'd allow me to just... to hold you. To kiss you. Just once. I'd be happier than any person ever could be for the rest of eternity. I cannot stand to be without you for another moment. I need you. I need you. Please, just tell me. You are everything. Am I allowed to be this happy? Am I allowed to feel this wonderful from your love? We must stop here. We have to stop. I'll do something impure if we continue like that. Oh, my dear, please. Have mercy on me. Crawling into my lap like that is gonna give me the wrong idea. Do you want me to misbehave, darling? If you keep touching me like that, I'll become ravenous. I adore you. I could worship you. Let me kiss you. I want my lips to explore every last bit of you. Your jaw, your neck, your ears. Oh, fuck. You're amazing. So beautiful. Feeling them rub against me like that. It's arousing me so. I want you so bad. So badly I want you. May I touch you too? My goddess. Amazing. Oh, feeling the curves of your hips between my hands, your gorgeous waist, your beautiful face. everything I could ever want. Can I touch you here? Under your dress? Your voice. Such a lovely voice. Moan for me again, my love. I want to hear you cry like that over and over and over. Does it feel good when I touch you here between your legs? Right here, against your clit. Does it feel good? Feeling my fingers rubbing you against that spot like that. Darling. Darling. That's so fair. Having you teasing me like that while I pleasure you. It's starting to overexcite me. Can I undress you? I want to see your body. Beautiful breasts. They're perfect. Can I take them in my mouth? Please? Don't stop rubbing me while I do this for you, my princess. Does it feel good when I bite them like that? Do my hands feel good? Running across your hips while I take your tits in my mouth. Tell me what else feels good. I want my goddess to feel amazing. Tell me if you want anything else. Anything I can do for you, I'd do in a heartbeat. Yes, my darling. What do you want me to do to you? You want my fingers inside you. Darling, you don't need to ask me twice. Fuck me. You're so warm. Oh, you feel so good around my fingers. You feel them curling deep inside you. Feeling you rubbing me while I fuck you with my fingers feels heavenly. You're an angel. Oh, your body is amazing. There is no imperfection on you. Every curve, every inch, everything about you is everything I could ever want. Everything I could ever dream of. Oh, your insides. Oh, they're so warm. So soft and so warm. Keep touching. touching me, my love. Please don't stop. Can I taste you? Can I fuck you with my tongue? I want you to come in my mouth. Okay. Lay down, my love. Open those legs for me. But first, let me give you a gift. Let me kiss you all the way down your neck, your chest, your tits, your stomach, and finally, right here. Oh, you taste so good. So fucking good. Does my tongue feel good? Tell me, my love, please. I need you so badly. I can't believe I can be here with you like this. I adore you, body, mind, and soul. Unbelievably erotic. Your legs are shaking, darling. Do I feel that good? Tell me you want more. 'Cause I want more. I can't hold back. Come on with me again, please. Does it feel good when I lick your clit like this? Do you want my fingers in you while I taste you? Wouldn't that feel good, my love? Tell me you want it. That feels good, doesn't it? That's it? Fucking you with my fingers while I lick you up and down. Pull my hair like that again. Push my head down. Force me. Tell me you want more. Every day and enjoy you like this if I could. If you'd let me, I'd ravish you every second I could. Would you like that? Huh? Mm-hmm. You're shaking. Oh, you're fucking shaking. Do you want to come? Please tell me when you want to come. Are you close? Yes, darling. Of course you can come. I'm not gonna deny that from my goddess. My fingers and my tongue will take you right to the edge. All you have to do is come for me. Please, my love. Please. Please. He is so beautiful. Come here. Did that feel good? Sorry. Sorry. Do you love me too? Wow. Sorry, I've wanted you so badly for so long. This steel doesn't feel real. Do anything for you, my love. Do you feel the same? Okay. Forgive me, I have to hear those words come from you myself before I truly believe. Hey. Run away with me. We could leave everything behind. There's nothing for me here except for you. And you and I will probably have to flee once they find your ex-husband torn apart on the floor. I don't mean for you to uproot your life, but I want this new start. And I want you there with me. We could go anywhere you like. Anywhere, my love. I'll take you wherever in the world you want to go, and I'll protect you with everything I have. Everything. I'll keep you safe. And I'll love you until I die. So, do you accept my proposal?